Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, COVID case numbers are up sharply this week in our area. Plans for Petersfield to mark the Remembrance Sunday have been confirmed. Petersfield Festival Hall redevelopment roadshow took place in the square yesterday, and the winning numbers for this week's community lottery. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world headlines.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Police could be called in to guard MP surgeries. Priti Patel says police protection for MPs whilst they're holding talks with constituents was one of the options being considered under a whole spectrum of measures to keep MPs safe.
The Speaker and I are working through, actually we're doing a lot of practical things right now in terms of advice for MPs, but I think it's fair to say we all have to be incredibly self-aware, conscientious as to how we conduct our business and put safety front and centre at this.
The Shadow Foreign Secretary, Lisa Nandy, has been speaking on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, and she says measures can't be a one-size-that-fits-all.
There are many MPs, for example, who've been told you need to do your surgeries in places where there's security. Try doing that if you're a rural MP in a constituency where there's very little public transport. People aren't going to be able to travel to the one place where there might be a community centre with security.
The Earthshot Prize has tonight revealed the first ever five winners at a glittering ceremony held in London. Each winner will receive £1 million prize money and a global network of support to scale their cutting-edge environmental solutions to repair the planet. The five winners, which span the globe from Costa Rica to India, include transformative technologies, innovators, an entire country, and a pioneering city that were chosen for their groundbreaking solutions to the greatest environmental challenges facing the planet. And Adele's comeback single is on course to have the biggest opening week for a song in the UK singles charts this year, securing the top spot in the process. As of the 17th of October, the singer-songwriter's first new track in 6 years, Easy On Me, has amassed 70,000 chart sales in its first 48 hours, according to the official chart company. The 33-year-old released the single on the 15th of October, with the full album, entitled 30, due for release on November the 19th. In the run-up to the release of the single, the singer-songwriter spoke frankly in the British and American editions of Vogue about her split from her charity boss husband. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Mark Atherton.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Lucy Davis at Petersfield's Shine Radio. COVID case numbers are up sharply this week in our area. Stephen Martin has the official figures released by the government last night.
There's been a big surge of COVID cases across East Hampshire this week. The latest numbers suggest a rise of more than 22%. It brings the case rate to more than 400 per 100,000 people. Let's look closely now at what's happening right here in our local community. In South Petersfield, which includes the town centre, there were 40 new cases in the week to the 12th of October. That's up 15 on the previous 7 days. In North Petersfield and East Meon, there were 64 new cases, up 34, meaning a rise of more than 100%. Liss saw 23 new cases, that's down 1 on the week. There have been 36 new cases in Clanfield, up 8. And in the Harting and Milland area, 16 new cases were recorded, up 1. As far as vaccinations go, in South and Central Petersfield, 79.8% of people aged 12 or over are now double vaccinated. In North Petersfield and East Meon, the fully vaccinated figure is 79.8%. In Harting and Milland, it's 80.3%. In Clanfield, 83.4% of people aged 12 or more are now double jabbed. And finally, Liss, where the number is 82.6%.
Plans for Petersfield to mark Remembrance Sunday have been confirmed. This year, Remembrance Sunday falls on November 14th and will once again be an opportunity for people of Petersfield to say a heartfelt thanks to those who made the ultimate sacrifice. An assembly of uniformed organisations will gather at Swan Street car park at 9:45 a.m, ready to march to the square at 10:10, with the open air service beginning approximately 10 minutes later. The parade will include the Petersfield branch of the Royal British Legion, the combined cadet forces of Churches College and the Petersfield School, the Petersfield Air Training Corps, members of the local scouts and guides, and other organisations. On completion of the open air service in the square, the parade will proceed to the War Memorial in the High Street, where there will be the sounding of the last post, the 2 minutes silence, the laying of wreaths, and the roll of honour listing all those from Petersfield who have died in wars since 1914 will be read out. The Petersfield Festival Hall Redevelopment Roadshow was in the square yesterday. Actor Hugh Bonneville encouraged us all to take part in the public consultation. Teams from local theatre groups were there too, and town council officers and councillors were on hand to answer questions. Councillor John Lees is leading the consultation plans for Petersfield Town Council. He says that in the end, all the decisions will be made by councillors and development work is likely to be years away.
We have a group of councillors working with our architects as well as officers. And obviously they're the key people in terms of designing the concept, put it together and hopefully turn it into an actual working group so that eventually, and it'll probably be about 3 or 4 years' time, when we've gone through all the planning stages and the raising of money and the consultation, then we can press the button and get on with it.
And finally, here's the winning numbers for this week's Community Lottery. The latest numbers in the East Hampshire Community Lottery are out. The draw was made on Saturday night, and here are the winning numbers. 3, 8, 6, 0, 0 and 0. There are 14 winners across the district, including 6 from the Petersphere, supporting organisations which include the Petersfield Lions Club, the Strood Village Hall and Residents Association, the Rural Refugee Network, Liss Infant School Parent Teacher Association and the Petersfield Town Juniors Football Club. Petersfield's Shine Radio is another good cause you can support through the lottery, and for more information or to purchase tickets, visit easthantslottery.co.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
Good morning, and it's a cloudy start to the day in Petersfield and the surrounding areas, but we can look forward to some extremely heavy rain this afternoon from about 3 o'clock, so make sure you get out and do your stuff early so that you can hunker back inside between 3 o'clock and about 5 o'clock, but the rain will continue right the way through the night and sunshine and rain for the rest of the week. Enjoy your day.
Travel news from across the Petersphere.
There are continuing works on the old A3 London Road and Winchester Road in Petersfield, as well as on Stoner Hill in Petersfield, Bull Hill in Rake and Middle Oakshott Farm Lane in Liss, which are expected to cause delays today. There are lots of smaller works in the area as well, which should only cause delays at peak times, including London Road in Rake, Forest Road in Liss, Inman's Lane in Sheet, and on Thomas Road and Herne Road in Petersfield. But if we're not saying what you're seeing, please let us know to keep everybody up to date with this information. Call Petersfield 555 500 or email team@shineradio.uk.
Explore the treasured countryside around Petersfield with Susie Wild and her Labrador, Rain.
Rain and I have come up into the hangars.
Bablet, come along. Good girl.
Join me as I walk with my Labrador through our varied county.
I'm looking at a really beautiful, cloudless blue sky.
Landscape is recollection too, and I love to share that with you for a few minutes each week.
Oh, Rain, isn't this lovely? What might it be?
Susie Wild's Wild Walks.
There, it went that way.
New every week from Petersfield's Shine Radio and always online at shineradio.uk.
Right, come on then, let's go.